Good morning, Columbus County. This is Jeff Allen with your CCN Local News. Deputies saved a man's life on Tuesday after he suffered an apparent heart attack in the courthouse annex. The sheriff's office said bailiffs found the man unresponsive after he tried to help a woman with her wheelchair. The bailiffs performed CPR while a deputy retrieved an automated defibrillator, while another deputy, who is a former EMT, assisted. The man is currently recovering in an area hospital. You can see more on the story online at columbuscountynews.com. Prentice McDuffie was found guilty on Tuesday of three counts of first-degree murder and one count of attempted murder. McDuffie and Darius Washington shot and killed Leonel Noyola and his wife Nancy and their five-year-old son Alexis during a Brittany Lane robbery in 2019. They also seriously injured Noyola's mother, Rafaela. McDuffie was given three life sentences plus 207 months. We have more on the story on our website. Candy Herring Lee is facing multiple charges after fleeing the scene of a car crash and allegedly assaulting a police officer. Lee, age 47, is under a $110,000 secured bond. She reportedly left after causing a crash on North Elm Street and injuring a Chadburn patrolman while taking her into custody. Tabor City Police has charged a Loris woman with attempted murder after she allegedly shot at a woman. Yvette Crystal Bellamy, age 49, was held under no bond, charged with discharging a firearm in the city and attempted murder. She allegedly fired multiple rounds at Cecilia Victoria Graham on September 11th. No injuries were reported. Whiteville City School resource officers arrested a Whiteville woman on assault charges at Central Middle School on Tuesday. Kenya McMillan, age 40, and a juvenile faced charges of disorderly conduct and simple assault, that's according to a sheriff's report. The victim in the case was a 12-year-old. McMillan refused to cooperate with law enforcement and school personnel when asked to leave the campus and was banned from Central Middle School. A juvenile petition is being sought against her child. Lake Waccamaw water customers from 2310 Canal Cove Road to the end of Waccamaw Shores and in Wooded Acres are under a boil water notice until later this afternoon. The town disconnected service on Wednesday for repairs in the area. Work is finishing up on the J.K. Powell Boulevard widening project in Whiteville. The Department of Transportation said the final layer of pavement was recently added. Contract crews are painting the lanes at night, so please exercise caution if you're in the area. The next portion of the project, from Virgil Street to Pleasant Plains, is scheduled for 2030. Tonight is the first night for Awake Columbus, a celebration of faith, family, and freedom. The outdoor workshop will be held behind Robinson's Produce on J.K. Powell Boulevard in Whiteville. Free food will be served nightly, and the service starts at 7 p.m. Columbus Regional Healthcare will host its annual tailgate for prostate on September 26 from 12:30 to 3 p.m. at Advanced Urology at 800 Jefferson Street in Whiteville. You can enjoy free tailgate food and enter a raffle for free Carolina Panthers tickets. There will be free PSA blood work, blood pressure checks, cholesterol, and A1C screenings. Call 910-641-3662 for more information. Mark your calendars now for the second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza at the Veterans Memorial Park on September 27th. Admission is free for a day of family-friendly fun and praise. Registration for the show is $25 per vehicle. Call 910-770-2168 for more information. The City of Whiteville is asking residents to vote on a potential new name for the park that's being built on the Lewis Smith property downtown. You can go to the city's website and click on the banner to vote. The deadline for voting is September 29th. New Life Community Church of Whiteville will hold a pork chop plate sale on October 7th. Plates are just $12, and you can see any member of the church for tickets. And for ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jeff Allen reporting.